Hello everybody, my name is Sean Randall, and this is my first review or recording for anybody apart from my family or friends, so if I'm a bit nervous and hesitant, I'm sure you can forgive me. What am I reviewing today? It's a plugin for Winamp, which is the popular audio player from Nullsoft, and Winamp itself has been reviewed several times on my menu before. This plugin interacts with Winamp and MIRC, or Merc, which is a chat client, which many people use in conjunction with JAWS, WindowEyes, or MS Agent, text-to-speech. Now, these two don't seem to have a lot in common, Winamp and Merc, but the thing they do have is audiences. Winamp, you get broadcasts, and you can broadcast, and MIRC, you can chat. So this is probably a good tool for broadcasters, or even just regular listeners to use. The theory goes that if you're in a chat room, and you're having a chat and you're playing music, people can hear what you're playing, not the songs themselves, of course, but the name of the tracks. And if you're a broadcaster, of course, it's a good way of getting more listeners, because they can know what sort of thing you play, and if they like it, they can tune in. Now, I've already got Winamp open, I've already got MIRC open, so I won't go through the stages of setting those two programs up or anything. First thing to do, of course, is to download the plugin. Now, you can do it from http://www.idk.org.uk. That's I as in India, D as in Delta, and K as in the word no. Now, if you go to the idk.org.uk and go to the file section and do a search on the page for the word MIRC or Merc, and that will take you to the part you need. So when you download it, you will get a zip file, so you need to unzip that. And you put the file, it's a single file, it's on its own, you put it in your winamp/plugins directory. Now, that's usually c:\programfiles/winamp, or winamp3, I'm not sure the later versions of Winamp, if they change the directory, but it's usually winamp/plugins, anyway. So when you've done that, you can open Winamp, which I will do now. I've got a playlist open, by the way, so you'll hear that. I just turned JAWS up because it's really, really quiet. Here we are. So I've got Winamp open now. And to get this to work, you have to go to Preferences, Control and P. And if you press P for Plugins...
Level 0, Plugins opened, 5 items.
Now, if your Plugins is closed, of course, you need to open it with the right cursor. And then you press G for General Purpose Plugins.
Level 1, General Purpose, 5 of 5.
There we are. And now you can tab twice to the list of plugins installed on your system. General Purpose Plugins, I might add.
General Purpose Plugins loaded in startup list box.
And there we are. Now the plugin I want, I've only got one in this category. And the plugin I want is not selected, so I'll highlight it with the cursor keys, the down arrow.
Nullsoft Network Control Plugin D0.6 Genwork DLL.
Okay, now the file name, for those of you who need to know, is genmerc.dll. That's spelt genmirc.dll. Now, you don't really need to know that, I suppose. So if you tab to the configure button,
General Purpose Plugin loaded startup configure button,
and press the spacebar on it, we'll see what we can do.
Nullsoft Network Plugin Setup Dialog, OK button.
We tabbed past these buttons, of course, but it's standard.
Cancel button. Merc support enabled. Checkbox
check. Merc support enabled. Now, if you uncheck this box, it's the equivalent of turning the plugin off, I suppose. So, that's self-explanatory.
Server is module is copyright C1998. Justin Frankel, also tech edit Merc.
Now, this is the server. Now, that's not really important if you don't modify it. It says Merc in the MIRC. Jules pronounces it Merc because the I is capitalized. Now, if you leave that alone, you should be fine. If you need to modify it for whatever reason, do so, but I haven't, and I don't really see the need. I should tell you, I passed another button there when I tabbed, passed the apply button, which is here.
Apply button.
I've never seen the use for it. I've never used it, so I don't know really what it does, but I assume it just applies your changes without exiting the dialog box. So I'll tab past the server box I was just in.
Serverless module is copyrighted.
And tab again.
Text to send such as me is listening to percent. Text to send such as me is listening to percent.
Text to send. Now, this basically tells the plugin what to tell Merc to do. So if you have MSG channel, I am now playing the following song, and then you put the song variable in. that would send the text to the channel, whatever channel you put. I am playing the following song, and then put the name of the song. You can't just type text, because you have to tell it what channel to go to or what person to go to. So, I'll explain about this variable thing in a moment. If you've used Merc before, you'll know that /msg is the command to send a message. Now, it can either be to a channel or a person. So we go through this box, word by word.
/msg.
Number Winamp. That's the name of the channel, which I've set up for the purpose of this recording.
Now playing. Dash.
I have a dash there. And then there's this variable.
Space.
I'm going letter by letter now.
Dash. Space. Percent. S.
Percent S. That's a variable, which I've said before. It stores basically the name of the track or song. Now, if your tracks aren't labelled, of course, this will not be any help to you at all. But I use CDDB to label my tracks, which I burn from or rip from CD or download or whatever. So that's how I get my track names, and that's all you need. Now, understanding this business of variables is pretty complicated. So you need to listen to this perhaps again, or read up on this Merc commands to get the principle behind it. So I'll tap to the OK button.
OK button.
And hit Enter.
169. Megabytes dash 48 hours. Winamp stopped. Nose of network control plugin V0.6 10 DL.
I'm back to my Winamp window, but the plugin is on screen. Now I can close it by pressing Control P, which closes the preferences as well.
169. Megabytes dash 48 hours. Winamp stopped.
Okay. So that's closed. Now what I'll do here, I'm turning the volume down in Winamp now. To its minimum. So we'll take this. You are somebody in the chat room talking to me, and I am playing music. What I'll do is put a song on, and this is what you would hear if you were a third person, if you like.
Sean Randall on Winamp says, now playing Megaboy Smash 48 hours.
Okay, that's what you would hear. You wouldn't hear the music because, of course, you're not listening to it, you're just listening to the chat room. And if I switch tracks,
Sean Randall on Winamp says, now playing various artists, Nelly Furtado, Turn of the Light.
Of course, if you're me, which I am, you would hear the music as well, which is on now. And of course, when the song would finish, you go to the next song.
Sean Randall on Winamp says, now playing various S Club 7 and
S Club 7. Turn the music down a little bit. But that's basically it. As songs finish and start again, you hear the titles.
Sean Randall on Winamp says, now playing various Apples and Fantasy.
Of course, you can turn shuffle mode on or off.
Shuffle mode is off.
Then you can go track by track.
Sean Randall on Winamp says, now playing various MS Dynamite Dynamite.
Now, this is from an album, so you don't get much of an order of artists, because they're all mixed up, obviously. But if you have shuffle mode on,
shuffle mode is off.
With the S key, by the way, you just get tracks at random, and as they change, you will hear them.
Sean Randall on Winamp says, now playing various artists, here's a pure and simple.
Well, I think that's all there is to it, really. There's not a lot to this plugin. It's a fairly simple plugin. It does a fairly simple job, but the benefits are probably quite large. Well, I suppose that's all there is to this plugin. So I'll leave you with a bit of hearsay, pure and simple, and I hope to speak to you again soon.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mose, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.